Hey Trail Riders, welcome back to The Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well today. Today we're going to be talking about the hands of Jesus. Today's focal passage is going to come from Hebrews 9:14, which says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, whom through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" Mark my word, scriptures for the day is going to be Hebrews 9:14, 1 John 1:7, and Revelation chapter 1, verses 9 through 20. The scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year is Genesis 12 and Matthew 11. The evening portion is Nehemiah 1 and Acts chapter 11. When Jesus walked on the earth and delivered people from the oppression of Satan, the old deceiver watched him. The blind saw, the crippled walked. Jesus was destroying the works of the devil systematically. Satan's ground his teeth in rage and plotted to destroy the Lord Jesus Christ. He inspired evil men to crucify Jesus. He gloated as they nailed him to the cross, nailed his wonderful hands of mercy. "Those hands will give me no more trouble," he thought. "It's all over." What a mistake Satan made. The very blood he caused to be spilled now breaks the stranglehold of Satan upon men and women everywhere, especially for you and me. In the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed in the garment down to the feet, and girded about his chest with a golden band. He laid his right hand on me, saying to me, "Do not be afraid, for I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys to Hades and death." Revelation chapter 1, verse 13, and then verses 17 and 18. An atheist once challenged a pastor on a television program, saying, "I do not believe that there is any power in the blood of Jesus." The blood of Jesus has been around for 2,000 years, and if there was any power in it, as you claim, the world would not be in such a sorry state. The pastor replied, "Sir, there is also plenty of soap around, and yet many people are still dirty. Soap does not make a person clean just by being around. Not even if it works, this person works in a soap factory. If you want to know what soap can do, then you have to take it and you have to apply it personally. Then you will see. That is how it is with the blood of Jesus. It is not enough to know about the blood, sing about it, or preach about it." The pastor continued, "I now challenge you, sir," he said, "apply the blood of Jesus to your sinful life, and you will join hundreds of millions of people all around the world who sing and say, 'There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.'" The Daily Fire thought for the day is, the blood of Jesus has broken every stranglehold that Satan has tried to establish over our lives. God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on The Daily Ride, and I will see you on the next trail ride.